I thought of it for a long time, and we started planning about 2 years ago.
We wanted to make it a place that for years and years and years, it'll be free to anyone in the arts that would like to perform something. When Fred ran the Rude Mechanicals, which was a community theater group, we always had trouble finding rehearsal spaces and finding people that would let us rehearse in their space and get the play ready and finding places to perform. So when Fred built the garden, he wanted to solve that for other people and give them a ready-made space that was free, that they could perform in, that they could rehearse in, that arts groups could do meetings in. So it's going to be multi-purpose.
And on the front fence is the names of the plants. They're in Shakespeare. If you go through that, then you go down an archway, which is going to have roses grow up it, which is mentioned in two of the Shakespeare plays. Then the back has been turned into a performance space. Cement block the parking. And that's been covered, so it looks like a wooden stage. And it is, to all intents and purposes. Beyond that is three gardens, one for my mother, one for my brother, and one for my father. But the front of the house is where you find the Shakespeare flower. And the flowers are all mentioned in the plays. So you get the name of the play and a quote and the name of the character you said.
Fred built this garden over 2 years and completely raised the yard and rebuilt it and landscaped it. And he had sold his mother's house in order to do that. And it's a beautiful garden. And what happened was, we wanted to get a performance in here, and I said, you know, we should give the performers a small honorarium to perform, because the group included a couple of his former students, and we wanted to do it on Shakespeare's birthday. But we did a GoFundMe to just give a few dollars to the performers, and there was such an outpouring, and it was so successful that what it turned into is his former students and his former colleagues, his friends and loved ones have all sort of come together to raise the money to buy a custom-made 20-foot-long by 14-foot awning that will cover the entire back area so people can enjoy performances and protect themselves from the heat of the sun and the rain. So it's sort of like a group contribution to the garden. The garden's done. It's a group contribution from his you know, faculty and students and everyone to have an object in the garden that they can say they put in there for him. The awning's going to be specially made, but he knows all of his friends and students have contributed to it, and it's just a very nice thing to happen to him. It's warmed his heart greatly.
What does it mean to me? It means everything to me. In fact, I've decided it's a heritage garden.
The other thing that drove Fred was the healing nature of flowers. The whole garden started from the idea that plants help us heal. And he had gone through the death of his family members, and I had gone through the death of my mother and father. And we were talking about his garden ideas one night, and I just said, you know, I've been reading about the healing nature of plants and flowers. I said, why don't you let that inspire you? And that's really how the garden all came into focus, as opposed to just a regular garden, a place to think, to meditate, to look at the beauty of nature, and then to have art plopped in the middle of it. So that's kind of the genesis of all of it. But he's worked for years on it now, and it's at its completion.